You're listening to SBS News.
Boys, you know the equation. That's why you're here to own it today. I'm going to hand it over to you now. Who'd like to start me away? An opening bid. Where do you see it? Who kicks the ball into play? 1850, number 17 star.
Owning a home has been known as the great Australian dream. But as numerous inquiries have established, there's a problem with how much they now cost. Former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg admitted as much last year as the latest Senate investigation into housing affordability got underway.
Home ownership has declined for those who in the age bracket from sort of 25 to 44. We've seen that happen over time, and the cost of a new home as a proportion of your income has actually gone up over time as well in recent years.
That decline in home ownership is being reflected in renting trends. The 2021 census shows the number of people leasing their home has grown significantly, especially over the last few years. Joel Dignam from the Better Renting Tenancy Group says it's now the fastest growing type of household.
And now there's probably about over 7 million people in rental households in Australia. It's a pretty significant population. And these people are getting older and renting longer term.
As renting becomes a lifelong proposition, there's plenty of evidence to suggest it's no picnic. Anglicare Australia has released a new report that shows it's not just those on welfare benefits feeling the pinch, but even those who have full-time jobs. Anglicare's executive director is Casey Chambers.
Looking backwards, for the last 10 years, we have been putting out a rental affordability snapshot where we research every single rental, private rental offering on the market on a particular weekend. And what we can see over those 10 years, when we started doing it 10 years ago, we thought things were bad, but they have just deteriorated for every single household type that we study.
The main issue for renters is price. Homes cost a lot to lease, and tenancy groups say there's a lack of protections for renters in terms of the quality that must be offered or the amount of time someone can stay. Joel Dignam says there's also no real limit on how much landlords can increase the rent.
These affordability challenges are basically creeping up and they're creeping out. So they're certainly getting into the regional areas in a big way these days, as well as in the cities. This is their biggest expense. And when you know your single biggest expense is going up by 10 or 20%, that makes much more difference than your energy bill or anything else.
Ken Morrison is the chief executive of the Property Council of Australia.
And we know from work released by the previous federal government that that housing supply is set to get worse in Australia before it gets better. And in fact, over the next 4 years, we expect housing supply to decline by around a third, right at the time that our population growth will be normalising as international borders are now open.
Ken Morrison says it's that lack of supply that's driving rent increases.
We've already seen rents for apartments leap by 10% over the last 12 months and more in some regions. We've seen housing supply for apartment projects being particularly impacted. So it's quite likely that rents are set for a particular inflationary pressure over the coming few years.
Whatever the reason for high prices may be, tenancy groups say the human element cannot be forgotten. Joel Dignam says everyone needs somewhere to live, but the current market does not favour tenants.
If you're a landlord advertising a property, there's a lot of competition. You might get, you know, 40 people at an application, you might get multiple applications, you might get some people offering more rent. And so it's a landlord's market and people are taking what they can get.
At Anglicare, Casey Chambers says she's seen numerous examples of the impact that being forced to constantly move have on individuals and families.
We talk to numerous people who move over and over again at a time not of their choosing. We spoke to one mother who had her six-year-old had been in 8 different schools and childcare placements. Now, that wasn't her choice, and that doesn't augur necessarily well for that child's education. Those are the kind of choices people are having to make.
She says public housing offers no real alternative for lower income earners because of massive waiting lists, even for those in dire situations. And in fact, the numbers in public housing have actually gone backwards.
We've seen the amount of public housing seriously diminish. And so this has left the private rental market to answer the need, and it's not capable of doing that.
Casey Chambers says sometimes people are being forced onto the streets.
Families sleeping in cars. We're seeing that becoming the norm. People are no longer shocked when you hear about a family living in a tent or a caravan. And we know dozens of families who are sending their kids off to school each day from a tent.
Anglicare's new report on housing affordability offers a plan out of the crisis. They're calling for a trial of secure long-term leasing models for mainstream private tenancies and all new developments to include affordable housing. Ms Chambers says the key to their plan is taxation reform because they say the current system is just making things worse.
This total mismatch between policy through the taxation system, which incentivises independent and single investors, and the thought that that will drive an outcome of affordable housing.
The Property Council also wants the tax system to change. Ken Morrison says some adjustments might encourage affordable housing supply.
More support for community housing providers to provide more affordable housing. Also to encourage private developers to provide more affordable housing as part of new build-to-rent projects.
But it's not clear how soon or if at all any of these potential changes might happen. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers is already flagging the upcoming October budget won't have everything that people want.
It is within our grasp, it is within our reach to strengthen our economy and to have a better future. But first we need to navigate together this high and rising inflation and the interest rate rises that accompany it.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.